Mike Little for all your contributions and for being a great guy. And we will keep the music alive. We'll be back next week with more Tell a Band to Go Home. Check out tellabandtogohome.com. Thanks, everybody.
An orchestra of everything else. This is CJUM FM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba.
Good evening. Welcome to Sound Companions on 101.5 UM FM. I'm your host, Joel Tredeman. On Sound Companions, each episode, we explore one episode from the 1960s through the 80s alongside a match from the 90s and 2000s based on a shared theme. I'm here live in studio, and we are going a little bit off the typical Sound Companions track in that we are mostly going to look at a new artist, and because there's not one clear older album match, we're going to piece together the influences and related artists. And need a little drum roll. It's our second consecutive preview episode ahead of the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival that starts this coming week. And last week we looked at Gwennifer Raymond and traced back to the primitive sound of John Fahey on guitar. This week it's time to take on the potentially the biggest sort of buzz band of this year's festival at the moment, Angine de Poitrine. Well then, welcome back here on Sound Companions. That's the opening track to the 2026 release, Engine de Poitrine Volume 2. Let's call that track Fabienk, as per the Bandcamp page of Engine de Poitrine here. Yeah, it's weird. It's microtonal. It's guitar, it's bass, it's drums. It seems kind of alien. And the, you know, costumes or wardrobe choices of these aliens that also in interviews seem to have hailed from Saguenay, Quebec. They're coming to the Winnipeg Folk Festival on Friday night for a closing set on the Bluesem stage. Depending on what you read, you know, they may be 333-year-old time travelers. They may be aliens named Kern and Kleck. It's a pretty excellent time following in a long line of costumed duos who would rather remain anonymous. It's quite an entertaining show, at least in what they've been able to present so far. The big break for this group came most likely after the Winnipeg Folk Festival booked them for this year. Last fall, a video of the duo performing on influential U.S. radio station KEXP was posted. And since then, last I checked, the video had garnered over 16 million views on YouTube. And here in Winnipeg, of course, the rabid music audience has picked up on that. And most of the people I know that are regular music goers and regular folk festival attendees are pretty excited about this set. So, today we're going to hear a few tracks from the group, but we're also going to look back on, you know, what might have led to this type of freaky sound. There are rock and prog bands starting in the 60s or 70s. There is some, you know, interesting free jazz. There's some, you know, noise punk that could have come into this. The group themselves have acknowledged a couple of influences from their hometown of Saguenay. And we're going to get through some of that. But before we go there, we'll play one more Engine de Poitrine song. The second track on Volume 2. You know, it's hard to say the pronunciation of some of these in the Poitrine alien tongue, but let's say this one is called Mata Ziklek. Thank you. Wow. Okay, welcome back. They really brought the grooves on that one. So one of the key pieces of the puzzle for this group and is one of the main explanations for the strange sounds that we're not used to hearing is that a lot of Angine de Poitrine's music comes from the use of microtonality. So we're used to hearing music in a lot of the Western world using tunings that have 12 intervals in each octave. But existing between those notes or intervals are semitones and microtones. So if you can, you know, picture a typical piano and all the notes and the way that you can hear the black keys in between, you can break music down into a lot of these microtones. And they're not the first band to do this, and we're going to hear some of those other artists today. And even outside of the, let's say, North American, Western European bubble of cultural music that has dominated a lot of our exposure, there's a lot more use in parts of Indian music and Middle Eastern music. And so that's partly why Angine de Poitrine sounds like such a fusion of different styles and takes from around the world. So one of the artists that came up a number of times in the research trying to figure out the origin of some of the sounds of Angine de Poitrine is a group called Gentle Giant. So they put out a number of albums in the 1970s. And there's also a group that you may have heard of called King Crimson. So in order to kind of start tracing back some of the influences or, you know, probable kind of probable causes of this type of music, we're going to play songs by those two artists. So Gentle Giant made a song called Advent of Panurge, and King Crimson with Frame by Frame.
They're coming over Chariton Bridge. Look, do you see the man who is over bridge? What do you wish and where do you wish? Where'd you go? Where are you? Where are you from? Will you tell me your name? Rest a while, call me your friend. Please stay with me, I'd like to help. Then he said, how can I speak when I'm dry? How can I speak when I'm dry? So bring me aid and I'll answer your doubts. And I'll your dear friend in need. I'd like your help. Please take me home. I'll stay with you.
Thank you.
Provide for his needs and his shelter. This day was done as no other has lied. Faithfully their vow was made, and from that day they were as one. Thank you.
Welcome back to Sound Companions on 101.5 UMFM. Today we are looking at the buzz band Engine de Poitrine, who will be playing this Friday night at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. We just heard two British bands that formed in the 60s and continued on through the 70s, and in some cases beyond. First, a Gentle Giant with Advent of Panurge, and King Crimson with Frame by Frame from their 1981 release. We'll play a couple of commercials for you, and then we'll get back to the 1980s when some of these influences of Engine de Poitrine can be heard.
We couldn't have done it without you. UMFM's listener funding drive, Pledge-O-Rama, is in the books, and once again, your support came through in a big way. The money raised this year goes right back into the station, towards new projects, much-needed upgrades, and the programming you can count on. Because of you, UMFM will keep sounding like UMFM for years to come. So once again, thank you for your generous support.
Check out Winnipeg's newest vegan cafe and bookstore, Time Cafe and Books. Time Cafe and Books is a family-run business that offers all plant-based food, used books, in-house baking, and delicious drinks such as tea, coffee, and smoothies. Located at 268 Taché Avenue, Time Cafe is open Tuesdays to Fridays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Saturday, they have a 50% off some deli and baking items between 5 to 6 p.m. And they also have a pay-it-forward board for you to support your fellow community members. Make sure to try their famous Southern Fried Tofu Sandwich and fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies. Give them a call at 204-233-0441 to place an order for pickup today.
Frenchie's Records blends cafe and vinyl in one spot, allowing you to browse their selection of both new and used records and grab a strong cup of coffee while you're there. Turntables, CDs, cassettes, they have it all. Shop at the store that loves music as much as you do. Find new releases and restocks weekly in person at 260 Taché or online at frenchiesrecords.ca.
Welcome back to Sound Companions. We're going to touch on a couple of other artists that are very influential here. One is John Scofield, the famous jazz artist. And in 2002, him as a guitarist with his band, including very famous jazz keyboardist John Medeski, they put out an album called Uber Jam, and we'll hear the title track from that. But first, there's a 1981 album that I came across called The Ascension, and it has been cited as an amazing influence on groups like Sonic Youth and other sort of guitar-driven bands that came later in the 80s and up until now. And four groups that really wanted to get into experimentation and different tunings, different time signatures. This is a pretty prime example here. We'll be right back. John Scofield Band with an Uber Jam released in 2002. Before that, we heard Glenn Branca, or Branca perhaps, with Lesson Number 2. The composer only put out one full-length album in 1981 before a very long hiatus, but that paid off in terms of the influence on artists going all the way up to today with Engin de Poitrine. Perhaps the most similar album that I've come across to the recent Engin de Poitrine releases is a record called Flying Microtonal Banana. It's by a group by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, who are an Australian rock band of sorts. Rock in quotation marks, I suppose, because they are all over the place with their genres. And they like giving themselves projects where they record in a specific style or with specific restrictions. And in this case, they decided to make a microtone theme record. And it's one of five full-length releases that they put out in 2017, which is pretty mind-boggling. But this is a tremendously good record and one of the few acknowledged influences that I've come across in terms of Engin de Poitrine. Let's hear the second track from Flying Microtonal Banana. It's called Melting.
Thank you.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard from their 2017 release, Flying Microtonal Banana. The closest sound companion to Engine de Poitrine's Volume 2. This week, coming up, Winnipeg Folk Festival 2026, Engine de Poitrine on the Blue Stem stage on Friday night, closing things off after what I assume will be an incredible set by fellow Quebec band Wolf Parade. Thanks for joining me today on Sound Companions and checking out and tracing some of the music history leading up to the free range weirdness of Engine de Poitrine. A couple of other influences. There's a Quebec band that one of the members of Engine was obsessed with. It's called De Puy en Cavale. And they're also drawn to a pretty awesome Canadian metal band called Voivod, who were also from Saguenay. Interestingly enough, in the programming for the Folk Festival this year, there are a couple of bands that can compete with Engine de Poitrine for their instrumental fusion awesomeness. One is called Horse Lords, and I'd highly recommend checking them out. Another band that I'm very excited to see is called Goat. They're from Sweden, and their 2024 release, also called Goat, was one of my top records from that year. In any case, hopefully those of you in Manitoba have the opportunity to get out to see some amazing music at that festival. And if you already know that you like Engine de Poitrine, check out some of these artists in more depth, especially that Flying Microtonal Banana record, which is outstanding. I'll leave you with a track, one of the very first releases by Engine de Poitrine. It's called Sherpa from 2024, and they describe it as Mantra Rock Dada Pythago Cubist. Thanks for listening to Sound Companions. Riptat Blues is coming up after this. Thank you.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5, broadcasting at 1200 watts on the University of Manitoba campus in Winnipeg, Manitoba, providing you with auditory sustenance since 1998.